Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we are, the final 10 seconds. Let's count it down together. 5, 4, 3. I'm doing it by myself. 2, 1.
I forgot what we're counting down.
The NHL trade deadline.
Yeah, right. Great. Wow. Man.
The deadline has now officially come and gone.
So many great moves happened. Fantastic. Changed our franchises.
Let us go to our NHL trade deadline desk for a live update from the fans, Sean Morash.
The Rangers have struck a deal at the deadline.
Really?
They have.
I heard a rumor Sidney Crosby was going to be traded. That is that true?
That was Stan Fischler needing another drink, I think, at that point. No, I love Stan. That's a joke. But the Rangers have traded a mid-round pick in 2026. So at the end, James Dolan gets to have his party at the Sphere. No first-round picks have been dealt.
Mm-hmm.
They have gotten Columbus Blue Jackets forward Jack Roslovich with just 6 goals this year, but did miss a bunch of time. 2 goals in the last 5 games. Has been playing Columbus's top line the last couple of weeks. Center, right wing, will play on the second, third line penalty kill. Nothing sexy here. Nothing blown out of the water. In the end, the Rangers watched all of the teams around them, including Carolina and Florida. They had serious big names, and the Rangers just would not part with first-round picks and big prospects, and it seems like little tinkers, but for the most part, the big power brokers that are on the Rangers have to be the big guys in the playoffs.
So I always say words and rumors can mean so much, but it's actions that determine things.
Yes.
In sports. You know, we get hear rumors about the Giants, rumors about the Mets, rumors about the Yankees. It's all about actions. It's about getting it done. And a few weeks ago, I guess it was maybe a month ago, we brought up a story that was a rumor, and we addressed it on the air that the New York Rangers were not going to trade a first-round pick specifically because the draft this year is at the Sphere in Vegas, which is owned by James Dolan. And I think all of us kind of universally said, boy, that's insane. I mean, what the hell are we doing? The Rangers are a team, and I know I bust your guys' balls a lot, but the Rangers are a team that is a Stanley Cup contender. We can all agree on that. Whether it's a cup or bust year, I guess we can fight about, but I do have the respect enough to say that while you may not be as good as the Florida Panthers, you are a cup contender.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of Ranger fans view this deadline as, hey, we got to make a stand. And you're right. The Florida Panthers, who are already better than you, have gone out and made aggressive moves. And the Rangers didn't. And the fact that a first-round pick wasn't traded away makes me wonder and makes me concerned that the reason they didn't deal a pick was not because the right deal wasn't out there, which could be the case, but was because the owner really did have this edict that everyone was fast to deny.
If they want to hold on to their first-round pick, then the right deal wasn't out there.
Right? No. It wasn't out there if the first round. Well, first of all,
I'm just telling you that you set your criteria for what's an acceptable trade package to come back to you or to go out to another team. And if it does not include the first round pick, then it's not acceptable. They make an edict.
If it's unacceptable it in
I'm
terms
not,
of
I'm
the
not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that's what their stance is.
No. What I'm saying though, my opinion is if it's not acceptable in terms of you're not getting enough back, fine. You tell me what was out there. We don't actually know.
Right.
If it's not acceptable because we don't want to move a pick because we're having a party in Vegas in June,
but you don't know
that's
who,
crap.
But you don't know who was being offered.
I agree with that part.
You can't indict the Rangers for not trading a first-round pick because we don't know what was offered.
No, but what I can say is maybe there's more validity to that story than we wanted to admit.
Now, I don't want to necessarily believe the validity. All I will say is this. You're right. It's entirely possible that that really did go on behind closed doors, that it better be worth it if you were going to give it up. Based on the other big pieces that got traded, we're going to get nuts and bolts with names. It feels more likely than not the holdup with the Rangers was more a couple of their big prospects than it was necessarily the first round pick.
Would you have wanted Jake Ensel? Because at least I've heard of him.
He was traded to Carolina.
Look, I would have. Would that have made sense for the Rangers? You tell me.
Yes, it would have given them the exact kind of playoff score and all of that. However,
so Jake Ensel would have been a good fit for you. And he got traded to the Carolina Hurricanes, who trail you in the standings right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But I would have been admittedly unhappy with the amount they gave up. I wanted my cake and eat it too. So I would have been excited if they got him, but there would have been a part of me deep in my soul that thought, this is a lot for a guy like that in a rental.
Are you okay with this trade deadline?
I'm okay, but I am officially panicked and worried.
Hold on. I'm okay.
Let me explain.
But I'm panicked and worried.
Put it this way. I was very cocky 2 weeks ago. I was peacocking. I really thought they were going to be the cup favorite because I thought they would do more at the deadline.
After beating the Islanders at the
I still firmly believe this team can win a Stanley Cup. However, I must admit, I no longer believe, like you, Evan, where I shared that thought, that it is cup or bust because the general manager just told me, based on holding on the prospects, that it is not cup or bust.
Well, I'll tell you this. You're right. Like, the way they treated this trade deadline was not cup or bust. I can't even argue that. Now, I may still say, hey, as a fan, when you have a team that's this good, when you have a team that was in the conference finals 2 years ago, when you have a team that flamed out really early against a local rival a year ago, and you have a team that's fighting for possibly the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, but certainly your division, I could still argue, hey, when you have success like that, you better win. But you are right. Chris Drury did not treat this trade deadline as if, hey, boy, we better win. To quote Aaron Boone, he didn't treat this deadline as if they were hell-bent on winning a championship.
Perhaps he's just very confident in his current squad as it exists. Now, Sean, question.
Yeah.
Why are you picking on 91-year-old Stan Fischler?
I'm not.
91, dude.
I'm going to tell you why.
91.
Stan's the hockey maven, and the fact that he's still churning at work, because here's the problem with Stan Fischler. Stan Fischler wrote a story today that Sidney Crosby should be like Wayne Gretzky and want to come to the Rangers at the end, and he should go in there. And the problem is, this wasn't Stan's fault, but you know how cesspool works for sports. People took this, including our own Tommy Lugauer on his sheet, and wrote, rumors are Sidney Crosby get traded to the Rangers. Stan Fischler put out something on the deadline that he had to have known made no sense, would never happen, and it just caused this pot stirring like this was possible. So I just think at 91, God bless Stan, still doing the work. You got to know.
At 91, he still got it because it made you guys react.
I know. I'm just like, come on. I don't need to read something so ridiculous today.
You know what's funny, though? He's right.
From a Crosby
standpoint. The Penguins are broken. They're going to miss the playoffs for the second straight year. They haven't won a round in, you tell me, I think a long time. Yeah. I don't think they've won a round in 7 years.
Yeah.
Sid's going to be 37, 38. Like, if I'm Sidney Crosby, I'd be like, get me the hell out of here.
The problem.
It's actually a great point by Stan.
You're right. But that story works today in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It doesn't work where his bread and butter is in New York.
Because guys get stirred up that they should trade for Sidney Crosby?
Because you get panicked fans going, we didn't get Jake Gensel, we didn't get this, look, they're selling. And then in the end, you end up more disappointed when the first thing you read this morning is something about Sidney Crosby, and you end with Jake Ruzlovic. I'm sorry.
We're starting to see for the first time in a while an agitated Sean.
Yeah,
he's not happy with Drury right now.
I could tell. You're not happy. You're very disappointed.
This is, Evan pointed this out 15 minutes ago, but the Giants, I am rationalizing right now. But I am very much rational.
I'll tell you this. You haven't gotten to the rationalization stage because all I'm hearing is you're pissed off.
I will now deliver you the rationalization stage.
I mean, the Carolina Hurricanes, just to update you on the standings, Teague, they're only 4 points behind the Rangers, and they just went out and had Jane Kensel, I've heard of, who a lot of us have heard of, because sometimes at this trade deadline, and I find this overwhelming as I admit, a very casual hockey fan, where I'm like, I don't even know who these guys are.
Do you know Evgeny Kuznetsov?
I do.
They got him as well today.
There you go.
So Carolina's it. Bottom line is
this. Wow.
The Rangers.
You guys are screwed, bro.
You're speaking Russian over there.
Hold on.
So stop.
I'm going to continue to speak Russian. The Rangers last year added two big names, Vladimir Tarasenko and Patrick Kane, and got bounced in the first round by the Devils.
Okay. What does that mean? You shouldn't make a trade at the deadline?
My point is, while everybody panics about these other teams making trades, we were that team last year, and it did the Rangers no good. They got lost in the first round. What they have done this year to get them to this point, all of those pieces are still in place. They did minor tinkers. They should still go out, prevail, and go bring home this cup.
I want to ask you a very, very important question, because when I look around at this radio station, there's a lot of Ranger fans, but to me, there's only really a couple of real Ranger fans, okay? You, Boomer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And probably Salo. I think Salo's a great Ranger fan.
Yeah.
Not to judge fandom, but just me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When I think of Ranger fans, I think of you three guys.
Thank you. Used to be Sal. He's off the list.
I never thought of Sal as a Ranger fan.
Okay.
No, I'm sure he is. I just don't think of it that way. Boomer has said numerous times, and I respect this about him.
Boomer Esiason!
That this is not a cup team unless they make big moves at the trade deadline. That's his opinion, which I think is fine. I respect it. Do you share that view? Because I would assume, since the Rangers haven't done anything significant at the trade deadline, that Boomer feels on this March 8th, boy, yeah, my team has 84 points. Yeah, my team leads the Metro, but my team can't win a Stanley Cup.
I'm more positive than Boomer. I think they absolutely can win a Stanley Cup. I believe Boomer, he's one of these old school jinx people touching the money. You hear it all the time in the morning. Boomer is a big time scaredy cat Ranger fan. He's scared. You know what? He walks around here with big old balls. When it comes to the Rangers, he's scared to put them on the table. This team still has major star power, a really good goalie. They absolutely can win a Stanley Cup, especially in a sport that is catered for the right team to be hot at the right time. So a team that's had his hot spurts like the Rangers have, of course they can go win a Stanley Cup.
Okay. Yeah. I think they can, by the way. Hmm? I can't stand your hockey team. But I think, to your point, a hot goaltender, and you've got a guy capable of it, can carry a team to a cup. Now, their power play has been all over the freaking place. I got a headache. They're hot. They suck.
They're mainly hot.
And sometimes they suck.
You got to get hot at the right time. But I can understand the disappointment of this trade deadline.
Yeah.
All because James Dolan didn't want to give up a pick.
Put it this way. 2 weeks ago, I never thought on trade deadline day I'd be way more excited about Russell Wilson on the Giants than I would have been at nobody with the Rangers.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, Russell Wilson had an exploratory meeting with the New York Giants in the state of New Jersey. He's now on his way to meet the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this free agency unfolds because the Giants have clearly shown us just by meeting with Russell Wilson, they're probably done with Daniel Jones. That's what it clearly has shown us.
That's what it feels like. That's what it's telling us, especially after everything that we heard at the combine.
Indeed. Get back to your calls. We'll mix in some baseball and hoops a little bit later on. But right now, Wilson is calling from Hoboken. What's up, Wilson?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time, long time.
Awesome, man.
I tried breaking this Russell Wilson stuff yesterday, but I was waiting outside my apartment and had to run to the bathroom.
But hold on, time out. What were you trying to break? Did you see him outside your window?
Oh, so my buddy works at Nike, and I guess Russell Wilson was there before he went to the Giants facility, and I guess his agent was hanging around the water cooler asking for real estate agent in Upper Saddle River.
Wow.
Hey, Wilson, you did call yesterday. I did see your name on there and saying he was looking for real estate.
Wait, you called up and were on hold?
He called yesterday and was on hold.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad job by Loogie.
Who didn't inform us? Was it? It's probably not Loogie's fault. He did a great job. It's probably Connor's fault. Connor screwed up. Is that what happened, Loogie? Throw Connor under the bus. Totally fine.
I don't throw people under the bus unless it's you.
Yeah, so, yeah, of course.
I'm not going to throw Connor under the bus.
Actually, I do remember seeing your call yesterday, and I was like, why is Wilson talking about Russell Wilson?
Oh, man. You know what? Ultimately, it is my fault. I should have gone to you, and we could have broken news yesterday. But I was too busy.
Well, Wilson had to go tinkle. That's nobody's fault.
Well, here's the real question.
Is he Russell Wilson?
No. Here's the real question.
What's that?
How long did you wait on hold? That'll determine whose fault it really was.
I want to say like half hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah,
before bad tiki.
That's on me.
And then I was like, I got no chance.
Right. Okay. That is completely my fault. So my apologies. But now that you're here, you get extra time.
Yeah,
what's up?
Because he did bad tiki, and we had like a 50-minute segment.
Sorry about that.
What's up, Wilson?
I want absolutely nothing to do with Russell Wilson. He's not good anymore. He's got a couple throws that makes you think he's still good. He gets a couple touchdowns to Cortland Sutton. But other than that, I mean, he's a weird guy.
It's all off-schedule stuff, Wilson. It's
right.
Like none of his touchdowns are on schedule.
He has some of those drop in the bucket passes, and you're like, wow. But most of the time, he's playing panicked, and it just, I don't want him. And it just seems like a bad idea. I like Dable and Shane, but I just think this could be the end because it seems like his teammates always hate him. And the last thing the Giants need is for the locker room to absolutely.
You know, you make a good point there, Wilson, because who was it we were hearing from? Oh, it was Meg. What's his name? Why am I forgetting his name? Beast Mode.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch was talking about Russell. Remember, this was a couple weeks ago, a month or so ago. He's talking about Russell Wilson, and he was just kind of like, "Yeah, I don't really talk to him. Yeah, we just kind of he did his thing. I did mine. It was over." I felt like they were tight teammates,
right?
I felt like they would, if anybody had a relationship, it would be him. But it seems like not a ton of people have like tight, really intimate relationships.
And isn't that a problem now? Like when he was an elite level quarterback, and he was, like, I mean, there's no denying reality. Mm-hmm. I mean, Russell Wilson between 2012 and really, what do you want to say, 2020 was one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I think we all agreed he was a Hall of Fame quarterback. I would look at it from afar and say, who cares if him and Richard Sherman didn't get along? Who cares if him and Marshawn Lynch didn't get along? Mm-hmm. Who cares? Not a big deal. He's great. He's elite. He's quirky. Kind of like Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But now we have to look at Russell Wilson in a different light. We have to look at Russell Wilson, who in his last 3 years as a starting quarterback, not that it's all his fault, has a record of 13 and 26 or whatever it is. It matters now.
Well,
like, if he's going to come into this giant locker room, wouldn't you need him, especially if he's going to be a mentor or whatever he's going to be? Wouldn't you need him to actually be a good force in that room?
The alarm goes off when you think about his last year in Seattle, which was contentious, to say the least, and he wanted to do different things than what Pete Carroll and Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, wanted to do. His first year in Denver with Nate Hackett, and Nate and him did not see eye to eye, and there were difficulties. And then his last year in Denver, which was last season, with Sean Payton, who basically by week 12 was done with him. And so is that all on Pete Carroll and Nate Hackett and Sean Payton, or is it on Russ?
Right.
Right? It just, like, when you start to think about it, where's the issue? And I don't know that, you know, personally, but it could create a problem when whatever locker room he goes into, especially if he's not the starter, right? Especially if he's just a guy in the locker room that doesn't really have a role on game day.
Let's go to Ira in the Bronx. How you doing, Ira?
What's up, Ira?
Ira, what are you listening to, pal?
All right. How you doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
What are you doing right now, just out of curiosity?
Me right now? Yeah. I was listening on the phone to your show.
Right, but okay. What was that music we heard? It felt like you were, like, listening to...
Oh, I was watching General Hospital.
Oh, of course, of course. I knew
that. Okay,
my like
point
that.
From last week was that Evan walks into the studio in the afternoon, nobody sees the spray paint, and then he goes home and washes it off. He should be putting it on in the morning at home and wearing it all day. Mm. And you guys decide what color he's going to put
all
on
right.
in the morning.
Very, very fair, yeah. But let me just correct you on one thing. First of all, I am wearing blue coloring in my beard today. I don't know if that's out on social media yet. We've got a very light staff today, but it'll certainly be on SNY coming up at 4. But we can take a picture right now if you even care. You may not even care. Number two, that is not entirely true. Yes, I put the coloring on while here at work, but then I go home. And going home involves going to get my car, which involves going into a parking garage, which involves sometimes stopping to get gas, which I had to do the other day, which involved 2 days ago going to a Brooklyn Nets game and hanging out in a suite and walking through the entirety of Barclays Center. So, yes and no. I'll give you the morning. And oh, by the way, let me take you through the morning. Every day when I put stuff on, I have an awkward conversation in the bathroom. Every single day. Every single day. And before you say, oh, everybody knows. No, everyone doesn't know. There's like 30 radio stations that are here. There are people around here who have no idea what we do, I do, you do, anyone does. They just see crazy guy in bathroom putting color on his beard.
Yes.
So I just want to be fair that when you frame, oh, you just have a weird color and you go home, that ain't true. I get embarrassed every freaking day. Every day. And if that's not enough for our last caller while he's watching General Hospital and listening to our show at the same time, fine. I'll start coloring my beard in the morning to make you happy, a big baby, so that my neighbors can laugh at me, so that the children in the neighborhood can think I'm crazy. I'll give you everything you want, because I can't wait until I get rid of this stupid freaking beard in 2 weeks.
According
2 weeks
to,
away from freedom.
According to Soap Opera Network.
Oh, God.
Dr. Terry Randolph is returning for the first time since October 2023, played by Cassandra James.
That's
coming back.
The rabbit hole you went
yes,
down.
Yes, yes.
The guy's watching General Hospital and you're going into the history of it? goodness. Can't please everybody. You're not blue enough. You're not purple enough. You're not red enough. Being at Barclays Center for a net game for 3 hours, that's not enough. Well, the gas station, not enough. Nothing's enough for people. I got a different colored beard every freaking day, and then I got to go half beard for another week.
Guess what?
I'm giving you everything.
Evan, come to New Jersey. You don't even have to get off the car at the gas station. No one will see you.
I see what you did.
But, and I was just going to say, I think he's also under the impression that you're like a normal New York commuter. You'd be on the subway. You drive your car. It's not like you'd be seeing a bunch of people anyway.
True. Oh, so you're saying that I'm not seeing enough people?
No, I think you're actually seeing more people by going through the process of doing it here than you would be by doing it home. Because at least, like you mentioned, the bathroom, the weird.
Oh, I'm getting embarrassed every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, the conversations in the bathroom every single day, one's more awkward than the other. Because here's the other problem. I'm so awkward myself that, okay, so guy goes to the bathroom, he does his thing. I'm by the sink, you know, getting all this stuff ready. And naturally, the guy comes to wash his hands. So now we're next to each other. I don't even wait for something to be said. I immediately make some kind of lame joke. I make a lame joke. Like today, my lame joke.
My color?
I did that once.
Right.
Today it was, are you feeling blue? You know, I did that whole thing. Like there's, I just got to shut up. I just have to let the person awkwardly say something to me.
Maybe people will just ignore you?
Maybe.
Huh?
It's New York City. Maybe they'll just say, okay, there's some freak putting color on his beard. Who cares? Let's go to Chris in Flint, Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Kiki, Evan. What's going on,
All's
guys?
Good, man.
What's going on, man?
Yeah,
Happy weekend. So I'm a Steelers fan, and I saw this on Bleacher Report when I woke up this morning. I don't want this guy anywhere near my team. I just don't think he has it anymore. I really don't think he's going to come in there. If he say he goes to Pittsburgh with Kenny Pickett, who I'm not the hugest fan on, but you got to give him at least one more year. He had Canada half of last year. Everyone was, you know, pissing and moaning about getting rid of him to open up the offense for Kenny. They did it halfway through the season. Kenny gets hurt. I don't want him in there. He's not going to mentor any. If you want him to mentor someone, have him keep mentoring the future's children. Right. Whatever. I don't want him in my locker room, especially with a young quarterback. Say you got a team with a window that's about to close and you have weapons and stuff and no quarterback, that's one thing. But Pittsburgh, you know, we got enough issues right now with Deontay Johnson and George Pickens.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not want him setting this franchise back anymore. And also, I don't think it would be fair to Mike Tomlin, who everyone was wanting gone for some reason at the end of this year. I guarantee you have Russell Wilson in there and all this crap happening that has been happening with him lately. It would probably end his career and his run in Pittsburgh. And I'm not going to lie.
I got to tell you, that would be a bad way for Mike Tomlin to go out.
Because of Russell Wilson?
You're right. If for whatever reason, yeah. Whether it's gross underperformance or just not seeing eye to eye, because trust me, I know both of these. I've met Russ, but I know Mike. They're different cats, man.
Yeah, well, he's hitting on an issue that worries me. Most of the time when we talk about locker rooms and we talk about leadership, I tend to think it's overrated. When we've talked about baseball locker rooms or basketball locker rooms or football locker rooms, I'm like, you know what? Screw it. It's overrated. Just have the talent. Here's where I differ on that. When you're talking about the starting quarterback, starting quarterback's the most important position in sports.
And by necessity, he has a deeper relationship with the offensive coordinator, but also the head coach.
Right.
And so if there is a disconnect, which is why you do exploratory conversations with Brian Daboll, right? Because you need to know, do we mesh? Can we sit in this? Well, can we work together?
That's the first thing I was thinking about. Brian Daboll, in the 2 years he's been here, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, just an observation, he likes to let you know how he feels.
Exactly right.
He likes to
not sugarcoating it.
Oh, no. He has screamed many times at Daniel Jones. In fact, the first time he did it, everybody got excited.
Of course.
Everybody said, oh, this is great, and was almost credited for the success that Jones had in 2022. Is Russell Wilson going to be okay? It's one thing when it's Sean Payton, and that didn't work. Mm-hmm. Pete Carroll never really did that.
Nope.
Brian Daboll's coached for 2 years. Russell Wilson's been in the league for a million years, and he's won a Super Bowl. Is he going to be okay with Brian Daboll just completely undressing Russell Wilson in front of a camera?
Yeah.
How's Russ going to take that? I don't know the answer to you.
Well, I think Russ, because he got undressed last year.
And it didn't work.
Exactly.
I mean, he's gone now.
And so we know that the reaction is not going to be favorable. So he's almost got to be perfect. It's almost unfair to Russ. Because Dave's is going to be emotional about
That's
it.
That's who he is.
It's just who he is. He can't help it. Right? People want to say that should, you know, is disqualifying for some reason. But it's just who he is. And you shouldn't be surprised by it. So I don't know if Russ can handle it. Dave's obviously, because he doesn't care, but could Russ handle that?
Yeah, it's a big question. Randomly, because I'm very, very curious for everybody in our little circle here. Did you watch the State of the Union last night?
I watched bits of it.
Bits of it. Yeah. Lugie, no shot, right?
Not start to finish.
I saw clips online.
Clips online. That's better than I thought. Mm-hmm. Sean, did you even know there was a State of the Union last night?
Nets and Jersey Shore run.
Okay. No, I watched that game too. I'm not even going to get into that. I have to let everybody know about something that happened last night. And I'm not going to get into the details on the why or make it political. I just think the FAN audience needs to know that somebody who's worked at WFAN made history last night. It is the first time ever that a WFAN alum got kicked out of the State of the Union. It also may have been the first time a WFAN alum was out of State of the Union. Now, who is the person? It's a great question. Is it Jody McDonald? Is it Steve Summers? Is it Christopher Mad Dog Russo?
Bad job by me.
Is it Joe Beningo? Is it Mike Francesa? Who is it? Mm. It was my dear friend,
And I think you're friends with him.
Well.
And your dear friend, Sidney Arthur Rosenberg. Sid Rosenberg, who has gone on and had a wonderful career, got an invite to go to the State of the Union, which I think is bucket list stuff, in my opinion. Doesn't matter who the president is or whatever. Yeah. To be at a State of the Union is on a list I have of things I'd love to, like, be at. So, before I continue, have you ever been at a State of the Union?
I have not.
Even Tiki didn't do it.
White House Correspondents' Dinner multiple times, but not the State of the Union.
By the way, not bad.
Right.
That's still pretty cool. The State of the Union. And this guy gets to go, and he got thrown out for heckling.
Yo, you an idiot? Do we know what he was heckling? What he said?
I read it, and I was confused by it, but he was mad about something the president said. Right. He yelled, he got thrown out. So...
I mean, the congressmen and senators, they were yelling.
I guess they don't get thrown out.
They can shout down the president like they do in Parliament.
You can't be a radio host with an invite, and then you get kicked out. Those are the rules. And speaking of people who decided to show up to the State of the Union, you know who else was there?
Who?
I'm totally forgetting his name. The guy who got thrown out, the liar, the meth fan. What's his name? The guy who got...
The Met fan?
The guy who's a Met fan who got expelled because he lied about everything. What's his name again? I've already forgotten.
From Out on the Island.
Yeah, what's his name?
Were you talking about Brian Williams?
No. These congressmen who lied his way into the seat and he got expelled from the Congress.
He just got expelled like months ago and I've already completely forgot his name. I was actually going to buy a...
I know who you're talking about. He's an actual Met fan, George Santos.
George Santos. I can't believe Loogie's the one guy that remembers.
Well, what is that? What is with the condescending nature?
Let's go, man.
I have the best memory on the show by far.
I just didn't think you were into politics, so I figured you just don't know who.
No,
he is.
We also brought it up on the show because we were going to have him record something with the Eagles, to mush them because he mushed the Mets, or at least Mets Twitter believes.
Isn't that the guy that bought into our company?
George that's Santos?
That's a different George.
No, it's a completely different person.
Let's go, Matt.
So George Santos got to go to the State of the Union because I never knew this. Once you're in Congress, you got an invite for life.
Is that right?
Yes. Which is why I'm strongly considering a run for Congress.
Oh, there you go.
I'm thinking about it because
there it is.
What I would do is
it
I would
took
win.
All of that to announce it.
Yes. Because I want to go to a State of the Union. I don't think any congressman or senator is going to ever invite me. So if I win my congressional seat, and by the way, my congressman stinks, so that's an easy victory. Mm. I take the seat. I swear myself in. I now have the permanent invite, and then I resign.
I bet I could get you an invite.
You think so?
Yeah.
But you've never gone.
I haven't thought about wanting to go.
You've never wanted to go to a State of the Union?
I've never thought about wanting to go.
Why?
I don't know. I just never thought about wanting to go to the State of the Union.
You never thought about using all your power and influence to go watch a boring one-hour speech?
Exactly.
I'm very surprised by that.
I just never thought about wanting to go. In fact, it always sneaks up on me. Every year.
There are two political events I want to go to in my life. And none of them are the inauguration, by the way. I have no interest in the inauguration. The two events would be that, the State of the Union.
State of the Union.
And a true presidential debate. And there was one on Long Island. In 2008 or 2012, I can't remember which one. So it was Obama versus somebody. Obama versus McCain, Obama versus Romney. And it was at Hofstra University.
Get out.
And I went right up to Francesa. I said, Mike, I'll never ask you for a Super Bowl ticket. I'll never ask you for a World Series ticket. But can you please somehow get me access to this presidential debate?
And?
I'm a loser. The one time Mike was very humble. He's like, I can't even get to that dude.
Wow.
I can't even get to that kid. I can't. I can't do it. I get you anything else? Oh, you want this? You want that? You want this? I can't get you that. I just can't do it. Yeah.
Huh?
So I've never been able to do that. You're going to pull that one off for me, too?
I'm going to work on this. I'll work on it for you.
Which one do you think is more realistic, the debate or the State of the Union?
I mean, there's not going to be debates this year.
That's true. I don't want this one anyway.
So you're going to have to wait till 2028.
Yes, I agree to that. 2028, I'm in. I don't want this one anyway.
State of the Union.
State of the Union.
I'll work on it.
Well, all you need is a congressperson that will invite you.
And I know some.
Look at this. So, well, all right.
One was my RA.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you come with me or are you just going to send me over there
by
myself?
I'm not going to let you experience that by yourself.
Okay, you're going to do it with me.
Of course.
All right, we'll let the new PD know. We're going to do a show from D.C. that day. State of the Union. And then we'll see if we heckle and get thrown out.
That's right.
It'll be a lot of fun. So congratulations, Sid Rosenberg. Sid is the first WFAN personality, past or present, that got kicked out
of
the State of the Union.
That is so random.
Yeah.
Of anybody who would have responded that wasn't supposed to, because the congressman can. Because
right.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was getting after Biden over something.
Right.
Right. Like, the of any individual citizen to get kicked out of the State of Union.
It's
Sid Rosenberg.
I just want to know what the conversation was. That Secret Service was escorting him out. Like, did he put up a fight? Did he? I just said, hey, I heard about last night. I haven't asked him intricate right. details. Maybe I will at some point. We'll come back at more of your calls. Will Russell Wilson be a New York Giant? Plus, I've heard a lot of Met and Yankee fans getting excited and or concerned about performances in spring training. We'll put it under a microscope and figure out, when is it okay to be concerned or excited about things that are happening in games that don't count in Florida in the middle of March? We got ourselves a gorgeous spring-like Friday in New York City, just 3 days before NFL free agency begins on Monday. The NHL trade deadline has passed in the last 38 minutes, and I will give you a hockey observation that I have. The New Jersey Devils, the team that you happen to root for, traded for a goaltender named Jake Allen, who's been in the league for a long time. He's had some success. He's been in the postseason. He's not having the greatest year in the world. And we all knew the Devils needed a goaltender. They also needed a new head coach. And they got rid of the head coach last week, and now they traded for this Jake Allen. And while that seems nice, they're dead.
Why does it seem nice?
No, it's nice that they got an upgrade at goaltender, and they got a new head coach. That's right. Nice. Like I'm saying, yes, they needed those upgrades. But it feels very much like it's too little too late. Aren't the Devils kind of buried?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it pretty much over?
And they traded Tyler Toffoli today.
Right.
They raised the white flag. Right?
So then why the hell did they trade for Jake Scott?
Jake Allen.
What did I call him? Jake Scott?
Jake Scott. Both country music singers.
What am I thinking of
matter.
You? Who's Jake Scott then? I'm thinking of Jake Scott. Oh!
One Tree Hill?
No, Jake Taylor is the guy from Major League. I was thinking maybe it was Jake Kim. That's Jake Taylor. Anyhow, why'd they trade for this guy?
Well, they literally had no goaltending, so it's kind of cost nothing. They get picks back for Toffoli, and in the end, they still need a veteran presence at goalie just to play games here, Ev.
Yeah, but isn't it about, like, I don't know, making the postseason?
Not for them anymore.
Well, they're 6 points out, so it's like it's over, but it's not over. It's one of those things. Like, you can get hot the way the Islanders have. The Islanders are only 2 points back with two games in hand on Tampa.
But it's also think about who they have to jump. So it's the Islanders who are
and Washington, and then either Tampa or Detroit.
And then Tampa and Washington or Detroit.
So literally the trade
Washington sold too, yeah.
Right. So the trade they made for the goaltender is literally to fill out their roster.
Pretty much just to have a nice veteran presence at goalie for the street. And if they get, by the way, if they happen to get hot, then there's more trust in the playoffs, but certainly not it's not like a big needle-moving move.
I don't believe your analysis because you're kind of douchey towards the Devils. So I think that you're almost putting them down a little bit instead of giving actual hockey analysis.
No, I am relieved not to have to worry about them being a playoff factor. So I'm happy they waved the white flag.
I know, but they just traded for a veteran goaltender who's been in the league for a decade.
But they traded one of the top six forwards.
I understand them. Why are they trading for a goalie? I'm asking you the question. I don't know.
Because they needed a goalie for a while.
Yes. They quite literally had no goaltending answer on the roster. So
They're not trying to lose. If that makes sense, they're not trying to lose.
May as well.
Yeah, I mean,
you're a big tank guy over there.
No, I hate tank.
Just kidding.
So you're not trying to lose. So you make your team better, but still, obviously, you're looking forward to the future.
All right.
That's what this feels like.
All right, thank you very much for the explanation.
And it costs you nothing.
All right, they did win last night against the Blues, so there's that. I got a better explanation from Tiki than I did Sean.
Well, he's the Devil fan.
I think he's passing you in hockey acumen. That's the impression I'm getting.
Okay.
What? Let's go to Frankie in Staten Island. What's up, Frankie?
What's up, boys?
Yeah,
Russell Wilson has a better shot of pending goal for the New York Rangers than Sidney Crosby getting traded here. So that, first of all,
he's a forever penguin.
Rumor.
He's a forever penguin. We talked about one team players. He's one of those
guys.
It's not
that they were ever going to trade him, but I do agree with that point that Stan made that at this point in his career with where the Penguins are, wouldn't you ask out? That's all we're saying.
No, because he's a Hall of Famer, three-time Cup winner, gold.
So?
I mean,
Wayne Gretzky.
He's happy.
Well, hold on. Wayne Gretzky didn't play for the same team his whole career. Like, what the hell does that mean?
Sidney
Crosby. That was more marketing when he got sent to the Kings. But anyway, I'm not wasting time talking about
that. That was an NHL thing. Like, we need you out
100%.
There.
100%. Right. And it happened. And hockey grew. And look at all the teams that came to California.
Arizona's out there.
So, without a doubt. But, Ev,
couple
of busts. I'm asking you respectfully. Where do you get bust if the Rangers don't win the Cup? Because from the beginning of the season, I put them in the top seven, top five teams. Nor did I say, or most of my friends who've been Ranger fans for 40 years, 35 to 40 years said we expect a cup. I'm not expecting a cup. Frankly, I'm not even upset that they didn't make any big moves. Would it have been nice? Yeah. They got a strong, solid team. If Igor continues to play on his the top level of his game, we have the Rangers have a shot of competing heavily and to win the cup. But if they don't win, it's not a bust.
Well, I'll give you
Repeat after me.
Here we go.
One thing. Repeat after me. 1983 is the last cup the Islanders will ever see. Let's go, Rangers!
Okay.
That's a long troll.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Long troll. Well
now,
done.
I will give you my retort on that. It's not as if they don't win a cup this year, it's over packing in. I'm not suggesting that, but what I was going to ask him, so I'll ask Sean instead. How many times in the history of the New York Rangers did they go out and get 100 points in three consecutive years? The answer is not often. It's happened, but not often. And that's a great accomplishment. That means for three consecutive years, you've been damn good. Damn good. 2 years ago, the Rangers were so damn good, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals and should have won that series against a dynastic Tampa Bay Lightning team. Up 2-0 with a lead. I think in the second period of game number three. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, they did. Saturday afternoon game. Yep.
I'm just asking. And then last year, you put together another really good regular season. You had a commanding lead early on against a New Jersey Devil team that had a great regular season, and you choked it away. So now, in a third consecutive year in which you're having another tantalizingly good regular season, not saying you're the best team in hockey or not, but you're having another really good regular season, there's nowhere to go but winning a Stanley Cup. And I've said this for the teams I root for.
Well, hold on.
When you accomplish something and you don't win at all, after a couple of years of success, I know how I feel. We better win the whole damn thing.
Yeah. You can make
what else
the
are
Stanley
we doing
Cup,
here?
Though? They haven't made a Stanley Cup in a decade.
All right, you know what? I'll make you feel better then. I'll meet you in the middle. I'm a compromise guy.
Just get to the Stanley Cup.
Yes, it is a make the Stanley Cup or bust year. Does that make Frankie and you feel better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're all happy now.
Yeah.
Does that make you happy, Teak?
I mean, I don't care, but yes.
Like, okay. But the point is, like, don't take it as some kind of insult. It's a compliment. Like, the Rangers over the last 3 years, to their credit, completed this on-the-fly rebuild. They got an ultra-talented team. They still have a legitimate chance at the President's Trophy. So all I'm saying is when it's the third straight year of being really good, what do you want me to do? Sit here and say, hey, just have fun in the playoffs. We'll see what happens. You never know. No. The expectations are raised. So it's all right. You want to troll the Islanders? Troll the Islanders. I'll give you one piece of advice. Don't let them in the playoffs.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Don't let them in the playoffs. Don't allow the possibility that the New York Islanders and the New York Rangers are matched up in the first round. Don't do it.
I'm begging for
it. Not a good idea. You could beg for it, but you'd be making a mistake.
Did I miss the big Islander all-in trade deadline move here?
They didn't do it. No, they did not make any aggressive trade at the trade deadline. You're right. No, a good call. Good analysis.
I will sign today for the team that does nothing but blow leads and the team that also didn't think themselves worthy enough of adding anything. I will sign on the dotted line that is the layup first round series.
First of all, what the hell did the Rangers add? You didn't add anything impactful. Well, Carolina got better and Florida got better.
We added Alex Wenberg, who's a dynamic third line center.
Impactful. Did Carolina get better?
Sure.
Did Florida get better?
You know what? Cancel the season. You can only win championship on deadline deal.
No. You mocked the Islanders for doing nothing. I'm basically saying they
did
close to nothing.
The Rangers at least tinkered.
Did the Rangers or Islanders need to do something?
Yeah, I think if they both want to win a Stanley Cup, of course.
Well, the Islanders definitely needed to do something.
But I think the Islanders are in a different situation.
Of course they are.
The Rangers are deeper today.
Why are you comparing them then?
He did. See, this is the problem with
Sergei. No, because you said don't allow the Islanders in the playoffs. Your sister's ass. Bring them in the playoffs and bring them on. We tinker with our roster. We added another defenseman. We added two more forwards. We're better. We already were better. And you know your team is pathetic and sucks, and we want them in the first round.
All that could be true. Guess what? You don't want them in the playoffs, though.
Yes, we do.
You don't want any of that in the playoffs.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't. Because you can't live with the result, Sean.
What are you talking about? I can't live with the result. I can't live with a Rangers sweep.
What? See, look at this. He's doing the touch the money arrogant thing. Worked so well for you last year with the Devils,
you
didn't it?
You think the Islanders would beat the Rangers in a first-round series?
I think they could, bro. I think they could. And you know what? I think that's dangerous for you. You don't want to face a team when the pressure's on you. Because the pressure's on you. The pressure ain't on me.
The pressure's not on them. It doesn't matter if it's the freaking Detroit Red Wings or the Islanders the Rangers playing the first round. It would be a major disappointment if they lose anyway. Either way, I'm going to be sick to my stomach, putting my hand down in my pants. I don't want that no matter who they play.
Times it by 10 if you lose to the Islanders.
Why?
And you know it.
Why? Because you come in here and taunt me for a day?
Shut up.
Not me. You live on Long Island, dude. There's a rivalry. Stop pretending like losing to the Red Wings would be the same as losing to the Islanders.
There is a rivalry. But you know what? They're peasants. It doesn't matter. They win that series
talking,
and they luck in.
Keep
your mouth. My life ain't
going to
be any little less of living
hell. Keep running your mouth. Just understand. I said the same thing to Beningo.
Peasant
franchise.
Said the
same thing to him. I said, Joe, you know it deep down. Don't let the Islanders in the playoffs. Yeah. And you know what Joe said in such a respectful way? Very different than you. He said, quote, I think we'll beat the Islanders. Same thing as him. But.
No, he's saying, I know they'll beat the Islanders.
Right. Oh, then you're right. He went to, I know. Joe went to, I think we will. But he understands the risk that's involved. He understands the idea of facing a local rival in the first round of the playoffs. You don't want that. So keep talking a big game. Because guess what? I was on that side, and I never wanted it. I'm not a hypocrite, Teague.
Because you root for peasant franchises.
No, I root for the Nets, the same team you root for. I didn't want anything to do with the Knicks in the first round.
Right.
Because I knew, Tiki.
This was in the KD era.
During the KD era. Because my attitude was, we'll probably beat them, but.
If we don't, we'll never live it down. Type of thing.
Right.
I get it. Look, I can understand
Thank
that.
You.
John's just not willing to hear it.
I'm not. Because I don't think it's possible. B, you know what? I'll take my lumps for a day and I'll get right back on the horse and be the same arrogant jackass I've always been.
You know why deep down? Because he already won a Stanley Cup. Back in the middle of February when they had the stadium series, he already won his cup. So in his mind, it's like, I've already won it.
And you know what? You're right. If you beat us in the first round, we'll always have the stadium series. Take that.
But I tell you this. I almost beat the Rangers in the first round. That's my Stanley Cup. I ain't gonna lie. Because in my lifetime, I've only seen the Rangers and Islanders play one time in the postseason. One time in my lifetime. And that did not go well for the New York Islanders. All I can hear in my head is Howie Rose, the great Howie Rose, at the time the Ranger announcer, saying, and I quote, and that, my friend, shall bury the New York Islanders. So, give it to me. Let's go to Chris and Ronkonkoma. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing? The one thing both teams have, the Islanders and Rangers, is their coaches are Stanley Cup. So that makes a difference. That's why the Rangers have a good chance, and so the Islanders, they make the playoffs. And I call for Russell Wilson, guys.
Yes.
Every team in the NFL, Peaky, and you're right, at $3 million a year, should be thinking about adding him to the team.
Right.
Even the Jets, at $3 million a year to be Aaron Rodgers' backup.
Yeah, but the only issue with the Jets, Chris, is Nate Hackett.
I think there's a few issues, but you're right. The number one issue is Nate Hackett.
No chance that's happening.
We put this under the microscope a few days ago when Russ got released and said, all right, real quick, Jets-Giants doesn't make sense. And obviously our discussion on the Giants lasted a little bit longer.
Right.
And here we are on this Friday where there's some reality to it. And a part of the reason why the Jet thing doesn't work, you're right, is the relationship with Nate Hackett. And I think the other really significant part of why it doesn't work is in Russell Wilson's mind, he's a starter. You can rationalize the Giants where you can become the starter. You can certainly rationalize Pittsburgh where you become the starter. The only way you would be the starter is if there was an injury to Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think Russell Wilson is at that point in his career. He's not at the Joe Flacco part of his career.
He's not coming in to sit in the spring and in summer and then the early part of the season just waiting for Aaron Rodgers to get hurt.
Right.
He's not at that point yet in his career.
Even if.
And by the way, I think if he ever gets to that point, he'd retire.
Because
think about it. He's made so much money. If he was at the point where he has to be a veteran backup at 30, let's say 8 years old, a couple years from now, why does that make any sense?
Can I retort with this? While it may not be the same money, Joe Flacco has made $175 million in his career.
Yeah, but.
And look what he's doing.
But Joe Flacco. I mean, he proved he can still kind of play, right?
But he's just a veteran backup bouncing around the league
now.
And he has all the money in the world.
But it's not even about the money. I think Joe Flacco feels like he's still seeking respect. I don't know why, because he won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He had a pretty good career. It's still like he's seeking respect.
That's what it is? I think it's just a guy that wants to continue to play the game and knows that it doesn't last forever. Most of your life is not playing football.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Maybe it's just what else would I do? I think Russ has other things he wants to do. That's the reason I say that. I know he has other things he wants to do.
Joe is in Garden City. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. How you doing, Tiki and Evan?
We're good, Joe. What's up?
Good, man. What's up?
I got a two-parter for you, if you're okay with it. One about the Giants, one about the Mets.
Yes.
So with the Giants, I don't understand why we're not hearing any Justin Fields rumors. I think he could be a great fit, allow them to draft one of these stud receivers and then bolster the offensive line.
Yeah. I agree. Just real quick on that, Joe, I think it's because Ryan Pace wants a first-rounder, and there's no way in hell any team, we're talking Giants here, but really any team is giving up a first-rounder for a guy who hasn't quite proven that he's a first-round talent.
That's a fair point. I didn't realize the asking price was that high.
Right. Now, though, if they come down, maybe it happens. And this is what this is where Evan got me to kind of agree on it.
Yeah, because I'm big on the Giants going after Justin Fields, not for a first, though.
Right. If it comes down to a third rounder or a fourth rounder, absolutely bring him in.
Yeah.
Because it costs you nothing,
and
basically.
And keep an eye on that, Joe, because when I brought that up a few weeks ago, I brought it up because I thought it made sense, but I also wondered if the Giants would ever do it.
Right.
Now that they're showing interest in a Russell Wilson and the price on Fields is coming down, that maybe it will actually be a thing.
And he's only a couple years older than some of these young quarterbacks that are first years.
Right.
Now, the contract situation is different because you got to pay him and all these other things, but still, he's 24 years old.
Yep.
I like it. If you don't mind the Mets question, my son and I'm driving my son here. We don't understand why with 20 days left till opening day, these Mets aren't going after some of these pitchers. You have the reigning Cy Young out there. You got Montgomery. We need a frontline starter. It's disappointing. I know the money story, but you got an owner with all the money in the world, and I think the Mets could make a run here if you found us a pitcher.
Joe, and Evan will answer this, but I think it's less about the money, Joe and Nick, your son. I think it's less about the money. I think it's more about the contract that's going to get signed.
Well, I think...
because it's going to be a heavily opt-outable contract.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're headed towards that, which I'm surprised about. I wouldn't have thought that. Usually Scott Boras ends up getting what he wants. Mm-hmm. It's March 8th. I don't know if he's getting what he wants.
No.
Number one, Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery are very, very different. Blake Snell will cost the Mets two premium draft picks plus international money. It ain't happening.
Right.
You could throw that one out. It's not happening. I wouldn't even want it to happen.
And 110%.
And 110% on the salary he's making this year. That's the money part, which involves Jordan Montgomery, too. But in the case of Blake Snell, and I never liked him as a player to begin with, but for a team that's trying to compete this season on a minor level, but also thinking long term, it would make zero sense to go after Blake Snell, throw him away. Now let's get to Jordan Montgomery, because that's the apple of my eye. I think the contract has to make sense. And I think that the Mets aren't the only team that feels that way because Jordan Montgomery hasn't signed. Like, I think there are teams that don't want to give him the 7 or 8 years that Scott Boras is asking for. And conversely, I think there are teams that don't want to just have him for 1 year and have that ability to opt out. So is Scott Boras ever going to say, you know what, I'll give the team kind of what they want. I'll get 4 years, but no opt-outs. And I think there's a lot of teams that feel that
way. If the number was down, money came down, and it was 4 years, and you had control, in a sense, he becomes more appealing. He's not going to break the bank like he thinks he should or Scott has told him he is, but at least he becomes more appealing. Because right now, he's not appealing for some teams like the Mets who don't want to have him for a year and then him opt out and then not be able to build or grow from there. That makes sense.
Well, also, kind of I'm intrigued by is coming into this offseason, Jordan Montgomery was the second best available pitcher in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Second or third. You want to put Nola ahead of him? Fine. But he was top three. If he signs a deal that gets him back into free agency next year, I got news for Scott Boras, and he already knows it because he represents one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin Burnes is the best pitcher available, and everyone knows it.
Yeah.
So and Shane Bieber's available, and we'll see what kind of year he has. And Max Fried is available, and we'll see what kind of year he has. Jordan Montgomery may go in the next offseason ranked lower as an available pitcher.
A year older.
And a year older as compared to this season. So it's fascinating. More of your calls coming up at 877-337-6666. Plus, a lot of Met fans and Yankee fans early on in spring training have decided to react to performances of players, some by getting very excited, some by getting really depressed. We'll examine a few of them and determine, is it okay to care? Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.